Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Again, still no word from FEMA. I checked with Lou and with Tony this morning. It is frustrating beyond words. Once again, the phone numbers, call our United States senators and also our congressmen and demand action. Be courteous. Be professional. Give your full name. Where do you live in West Virginia? Your full address. And then ask, what about us? What about our flood victims? What the hell are you doing about this? This is the second month we have to beg here for FEMA to intervene here and to make us whole. Shelley Moore Capito, her office number in Washington, D.C., 202-224-6472. That's 202-224-6472. 202-224-6472. Make sure that you are courteous, professional, but call, put pressure on these people. United States Senator Jim Justice, his phone number, 202-224-3954. That's 202-224-3954. Again, be professional, be courteous. You give your full name, your full address in West Virginia, and then ask, what about us? What about our flood victims? Again, Jim Justice, 202-224-3954. Congressman Riley Moore, 202-225-2711. That's 202-225-2711. Be courteous, be professional, give your full name, your full address in West Virginia, and then ask, what about us? What about our flood victims? What are you going to be doing for us? And now with a very special guest, Delegate Chris Anders, bringing up a very good point about these power companies who wanted to use eminent domain to run power lines through West Virginia to help states like Maryland and Virginia. What are our United States senators and our representative, our congressman, doing about that? One more reason to get in touch with them to light a fire under their asses, because this is unbelievable to me. And this is unacceptable to me. It's absolutely unacceptable to me. So more with Chris Anders. Chris, the cat still in under control?
The cat's, well, I haven't seen the cat recently, so I cannot comment upon that.
All right.
I'm just seen her, so yeah, I don't know what she's up to.
Yeah, you kind of freaked me out with our last interview, and the cat running around with a dead mouse as you're on the air live with me here on Big Willie 105.5. So what can our state do? What can West Virginia do to change the rules about eminent domain to prevent big power from running their lines through our land, through actually stealing our land, taking it through eminent domain, just so they can serve the power needs of Virginia and Maryland? What can we do about this?
Well, there's legislation that I'm working on to prevent eminent domain from being used to benefit private corporations. End of story. Okay, that is one thing we can definitely do. The other thing, we can keep pressure up on the Public Service Commission in Charleston, because they have to approve any of these plans to run the transmission lines through, and we have to create tremendous pressure saying, no, we're not going to be District 12 of the Hunger Games. We're not going to have our property taken and our energy prices going up just so Virginia and Maryland far lefties can profit. That's another thing we can do. Another thing, be absolutely frank, is, you know, let's pass my bill to end the rain tax, because as you realize, you know, Berkeley County and Huntington have the rain tax, and it's the same ideology as with the Green New Pipe Dream. They are taxing the rain that falls on, you know, my constituents' roof or their pasture to, you know, fund climate mitigation. You know,
wait a minute. Whoa. Chris, slow down. Don't bury the lead. What the hell are you talking about, a rain tax? What are you talking about?
Well, currently in Berkeley County, West Virginia, and Huntington, the city of Huntington, residents are forced to pay a rain tax. They call it a stormwater runoff fee, but this is where they tax you for the rain that falls on your property. You remember many years ago, Maryland had this, and believe it or not, one of the few things that the People's Republic of Maryland has done right recently, they got rid of the statewide rain tax, and this is yet more more of the insane new green pipe dream. And I introduced legislation at the state level to prohibit counties and cities and municipalities from taxing the rain that falls on your property. And that also got stuck in committee and never went anywhere either. I don't understand who a lot of these politicians are working for. They're not working for the people of West Virginia, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, no, I'm stunned. First Energy, is that the same First Energy that bribed all those Republican establishment Republicans in Ohio and caused some of them to commit suicide and others go to prison?
I'm not familiar with that story, but it is the same company, and I remember something about that, where some went to there were, I think it was a Speaker of the House. I might be wrong on
right,
that.
Right, right, householder.
You know. Yep.
You might want to take a look at that, because, and I want to stress, I do not have any smoking gun evidence of any of this, obviously, but if there's some way that you know, you could get the Attorney General or someone to some entity to investigate to see if our politicians have been bought off in Ohio, in West Virginia, like they had in Ohio, that might explain why they're doing all of this stuff to screw over the taxpayers. They might be bought and sold. They might be just bribed. I mean, it may be as simple as that. That's what happened in Ohio.
Well, check their campaign filings. See how many of them are getting, $1,000, $2,000 donations from corporations. And that might tell you the story that you're looking for. And all that's available on the Secretary of State website.
All right. Now, question about the, what is it called? The Public Service Commission or Public Utility Commission? What is the official name of this thing?
Public Service Commission.
Public Service Commission. All right. You got five members, all appointed by Republicans. Jim Justice, I guess, appointed them. And what can we do to remove them from office? Can you impeach them? Does the legislature have the power to remove them and put in people who actually will care about the citizens of West Virginia?
Okay, well, first of all, you said Jim Justice was a Republican, and I'm still not sure on that fact. But when it comes to the PSC, they are appointed, they are part, they are overseen by the executive branch, and the governor can lean on them heavily to stop eminent domain land grabs and as well as all the rate hikes that we're seeing. Again, you know, everything goes through the PSC. In the end, what we need in West Virginia is to deregulate our energy and allow competition and free market. I know, crazy, competition, free market, absolutely insane. But if I said that, you know, down at the House in Charleston, they would think I was nuts. Right, even though that's, you know, how wealth is created through the free market. If you look at when they deregulated AT&T, Ma Bell, back in 1984, when people were paying 50 cents a minute for long distance, fast forward to today, long distance is free. You know, competition gives better service and lower prices. That's something we need to work towards as well. But that's going to have to be a change that hopefully some of the microgrids that they're talking about with the microgrid solar, the coal-fired microgrids, never solar, that are going to be powering the possible data centers here in West Virginia. One offshoot of that is we're starting to create microgrids in West Virginia based off true, reliable energy, not some pipe dream when the wind blows or the sun shines.
Yeah. So how close are we to these microgrids? Are they going to be nuclear powered and fueled by coal and natural gas?
Well, we just passed the bill this past session, I've heard talk of these micro nuclear plants. I haven't seen any legislation or anything dealing with them yet, but it's going to take some time to get those kickstarted here in West Virginia. But we have the coal, we have the natural gas. This shouldn't take forever, and I don't know where we're at on the timeline of these actually being up and running, but I know there was huge interest in doing this, and this will also help create some energy independence for West Virginia as compared to being tied into the wackadoodles in Maryland and Virginia. I'm hoping that this moves quickly, but I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, no question. After the 8 o'clock news, very special guests here for you in studio. We have members of the Union Local School District. They got a jet. They got a real honest-to-God Air Force jet, an Air Force F-16 Thunderbird jet. It's an amazing story, the first school district in the nation that got it, and it's coming to Belmont County. I cannot tell you how amazed I am about this story. We're going to have several people here. We're going to have, Dirk is going to be here, also Pete and Taylor and God knows who else. Hopefully they'll bring the jet or at least have it in the parking lot. I'm not sure, but we've got all of that coming up after the 8 o'clock news. Now more with our very special guest, live exclusive interview with West Virginia Delegate Chris Anders, 97th District, Berkeley, Jefferson Counties. True hardcore Ron Paul guy, small government conservative. And what else am I missing here, Chris?
I think you hit on most of it. Constitutionalist and lover of the free market.
Okay, great. Next, you introduced, I think, legislation to help the citizens of West Virginia sue Big Pharma for the plandemic. Tell us about that.
Okay. As many people may or may not know, back during the Reagan presidency, pharmaceutical manufacturers were given protection from liability, from side effects, even death, from the different vaccines they create. Fast forward to the feardemic that seized us in 2020 and 2021, where you had, this quick race, I forget how it was termed, to come out with the COVID jab, which, by the way, I never took.
I can tell. You're still alive.
Yeah, I still have. My DNA is as it was planned and created by God. But that being said, they started forcing these mandates, just like the mandates they're currently using in different school systems here, still in West Virginia, in violation of the governor's executive order. To take these jabs and with no liability for the manufacturers. They gave them protection. So if we've seen many cases of people dying suddenly who took the COVID jab, and I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, my wife is a PA, I'm not, but I've seen studies linking huge blood clots, so some people even calling the COVID jab the clot shot, and these manufacturers are not being held accountable. So I introduced legislation at the state level because I'm sorry, the federal bill that was passed is, well, as basic, unconstitutional. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the federal government can protect a manufacturer from a defective product, and the injury it causes people. So I introduced legislation at the state level, specifically around the COVID jab, to allow residents that were injured by the COVID jab to sue in West Virginia courts. Okay, that was another bill, again, that didn't move. It just seems that every bill that's actually trying to help the people of West Virginia, not the lobbyists, not big business, not ever-expanding government, never seems to move. So that was another bill I'd introduced, along with making ivermectin over-the-counter. And that never moved.
Which is, right? In other states, they do have ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine over-the-counter now in other states.
That is absolutely correct, but apparently not in West Virginia, because, West Virginians are already supposed to be free, but we can't make medical decisions for ourselves and our own families. It's just truly ridiculous. We need to change this. We need a real political revolution in West Virginia. It can't be, well, we just elect one guy because they're better than the other guy, or pick the lesser of two evils. No, we need real patriots to stand up, to run for office, to have a political revolution in our state to restore the freedom of the people, whether it's the individual liberty, the right to live life without being interfered with by government, or it's your fiscal liberty, your economic liberty, so that you're not forced to pay for the Green New Pipe Dream or have your property taken because of these energy transmission lines to Virginia and Maryland. We need to restore liberty as a whole, both personal and economic. And to get there, we have to have a political revolution. We have to have new patriots and people who are willing to work for the people and the Constitution and the liberty it protects to be elected, to run for office in 2026, to win, and focus more on those elections than the federal elections. elections, because whoever your state senator and your state delegate is matters more to your personal freedom.
Oh, no question. West Virginia delegate Chris Anders, very special guest. More with him after this short break. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You'll get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430.